Poetry abides in the depths of the human heart. Its expression is in the elegance of mathematics and music and art. Poetry is at the heart of God, envisioned through a woman named Catherine and enfleshed in each of us. I cannot not be enamored by words, double negative intended. They dance off the page for me and run into sunsets, into those thin spaces and thin times where I must patiently wait to receive them. I wrote this poem because I am fascinated by chaos theory, fractals, Jared Manley Hopkins, Thomas Merton, and the seeming contradictions in life. With a nod to Newton, I wonder, is gravity always downward? Do we always fall, or could at times some other force be at work? Perhaps the space-time continuum propels us upward, soaring, gliding, spiraling, like Hopkins' kingfisher. Or perhaps we expand and contract, like the cosmos whirling galaxies into being. Or do we dive deeply into the ocean, like dolphins playing, surfacing to breathe in order to penetrate the mystery of our own selves? Is gravity always downward? Or do strange attractors lure us into dynamic patterns? Chaos's cradle, Merton's fractal, mercy upon mercy upon mercy.